Okay, the next Web 2.0 site that we're going to set up is hubpages.com. And we're just gonna join them and create our new account there. Just gonna call that eGrandPiano, SEO at eGrandPiano.com, and then okay. And then agree to their terms and conditions. Yeah, it looks like the name is already taken, so I'm just gonna input something else. eGrandPiano. Let's see if that's available. And then we can now, I wonder why their security image is not showing. So let me just try and it's still working. Let me just try a refresh. And okay, there it is. So eGrandPiano, SEO at piano.com. Normally you'd want to keep all the details in an Excel file for later use, so that, you know, it doesn't get confusing, because sometimes the username is different, the password is different. Okay, I'm just gonna skip this step. It's not really required. I'm just gonna skip that step as well and just click create a hub. So a hub is just like your own website. That's just what they call it, but basically it's just your own mini website or mini blog. Let me just click that a second time. And how to play the piano. And so it's gonna ask us to select the most relevant category. And what I'm just gonna do is do a search for a piano where that might belong. And this one looks good, performing arts, pianos and keyboards. So I'm just gonna select that. Then step four, choose a starting layout. Photo, text, comment, this one looks good, so I'm gonna keep it at that. And this is where we can enter a couple more keywords. Generally 3 to 5 keywords can be added here. And that's a good number to start with. So grand piano for sale. Grand piano tips, buy grand piano tutorials. Notice that I don't really have to, you know, get the keyword research. I just try to make it a bit random, try to add a couple of stuff there, and, you know, try to not have a pattern, a very, you know, repetitive pattern that Google can easily filter. So I'm using a couple of keywords there and adding some variation to it. So I'm just gonna hit continue and hit continue again and enter the security image. Then okay, notice that this is the dashboard for your first hub page, or your first blog inside Hub Pages. Notice that it's very similar to the one in Squeedoo, where you you can see the basic layout of that. Instead of having the Squeedoo, what do you call that? The Squeedoo modules in Hub Pages, they're called capsules. So that's just the same as the widgets. That's just the same as the gadgets, or that's just the same as the modules that's called in the Squeedoo lens. So you can select here and add a text. Just for a quick start, I'm just gonna edit the photo. One thing about Hub Pages is they're quite strict. If you don't place enough content, your page is not gonna get published. So we need to have at least a photo and then a text, and then we're good to go. So we're just gonna label that as photo. Grand Piano website. I'm just gonna grab a photo from my desktop and start uploading that.